This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Our rights when it comes to buying things in store, online, on sale, from a private seller, or even under warranty, can often be really unclear. We're here to clear up some of the most frequently asked questions about what our consumer rights are, is Nicole Rich, the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria. Good afternoon, Nicole.
Hey, Warren, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Let's start with warranties. What is the automatic warranty time that applies to a product under Australian consumer law?
Great first question, because we get this a lot. There is actually no set automatic time that you're protected.
Oh.
It all comes down to things like what is reasonable in the circumstances, but we can have a chat about how you work that out. I know we've had a few discussions in the past about, you know, the sort of rights you get when you're a consumer in Australia and you buy products. So you do get automatic consumer guarantees when you buy a consumer product. Really important ones like that they're going to be of acceptable quality, not faulty, you know, fit for the purpose you bought them for, and that they match the description of the product when it was bought. So if they don't meet those, then you do have rights. And it's really up to sort of what would be reasonable for that product. So, you know, what's acceptable quality for a really sort of low value, cheap product is going to be different than a really expensive product that everybody would expect to last for 10 years.
Should we get an extended warranty? I went and I just had to register in the case of this particular washing machine, and they extended it to 5 years. And I thought, well, I'd be stupid not to. But that's their choice, isn't it? That's to extend the warranty. It's not part of consumer law.
Look, that's right. And I think, you know, extended warranties, you know, it's an area that people get quite confused about, and rightly so. I mean, I think in some ways it's sort of deliberately designed like that. The thing I always remind people of is, you know, we've got this great law, the Australian Consumer Law. You get automatic guarantees about your rights under that, and you can't sign those away, and the trader can't make you sign them away. So you have those regardless. So then I guess the question is, you know, do you get anything extra by buying an extended warranty? And sometimes you might, sometimes you might not. So it's something you need to be really careful about. As a buyer myself, I'm always really careful before I will fork out any hard-earned money for an extended warranty, because sometimes they just tell you that, you know, they'll take back the product and fix it and things like that, when you actually have the right to that under the Australian Consumer Law already.
And they're not expensive. I mean, they can be expensive, the extended warranty, sometimes in the hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I think that's right. Sometimes I wonder about whether the businesses actually, that's kind of where they make some of the margin, is from selling the extended warranty to you, because it can be like really hot competition for the product, like especially things like electronics and white goods. But the extended warranty can be really expensive. And particularly if you think about it, like it's a bit like an insurance product, and you think about what you pay for, you know, your annual car insurance, and then what you might pay for an extended warranty, you can see that actually it may not be a great deal.
Now, Nicole, something that I've always got a question about is I'm not a hoarder. I hate keeping things. And as soon as I buy a product and I unwrap it, the various wrapping, packaging all goes in the recycle bin. It's gone. Now, what happens, though? Am I exposed? Do I have the same legal rights as a consumer to a refund, repair or replacement, regardless of whether I return them in the original packaging? Because it's off at the rubbish tip already by the time I get back to the store.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the short answer is yes, of course you do, because, you know, it's not, I don't think it's reasonable to just expect people to keep all their original packaging and wrapping, you know, somewhere just in case. So yes, of course you do. Sometimes, you know, a retailer might say, like, if you've still got the original packaging, it would be great if you could return it in that. So I don't think that's unreasonable for them to ask, but there's no obligation for you to keep it. So there are some rules that apply around this. So yeah, if you buy something, I mean, these days everybody's buying things online. Of course, this is going to happen. You get something sent out, get rid of the packaging, then you realise it's faulty or it doesn't work, and you want to return it. So once you tell the business that you want to return the product, then, you know, it's their property that you're saying you're going to return. So you do need to return it to them so that they can then assess that and provide you with the remedy, they should refund you like the cost of the postal and things, or they should arrange to pick it up. If it's like a particularly bulky or really expensive thing to return, then they will also have obligations to actually help you return it. You know, if it's a smaller thing, then it's not unreasonable that they ask you to send it back. Mm-hmm. But if it's like a really bulky product, or if it's like, you know, it's been installed and it's hard for you to uninstall it, then they really need to help you get it returned.
Often we see with goods it says no returns for products on sale. Is that true? What are our rights as consumers when we're buying a product that's on sale?
That's not true. And I mean, if you ever see, you know, if people see a sign that just says no refunds or no refunds on sale items, they're actually misleading signs, and I would say that they're unlawful because they're giving you a false impression about what your rights are under the Australian Consumer Law. Mm. So it is reasonable for a business to say, you know, this product is discounted, it's on sale. If you change your mind, there's not going to be a return. You're not going to have a refund right. It's also reasonable for businesses to say something like these products are discounted because there's a flaw or a defect. And to point that out, and then if you buy it, and you can't obviously return it because of the same defect. But just generally, the fact that a product's on sale doesn't do anything to get rid of your rights. So if the product doesn't work, it's faulty, all of those kind of things, then you have the same rights as you would with a full price product.
What if we're not buying a product from, say, a retailer? How do we protect ourselves when we're buying a product from a private seller?
Yes. So obviously a lot of us do this now on, you know, these online platforms like, you know, eBay and so on, where Gumtree, good example. So you don't have the same rights as you do when you're dealing with a business. So the Australian Consumer Law gives you a lot of protections, but it applies to business to consumer sales and transactions. If it's two private sellers, you know, making a deal, you're protected by things like contract law, but that can be a lot harder to enforce. You don't have the same Australian consumer law protections. So obviously there are really good reasons why you might deal with a private seller. It can be cheap and easier, and generally speaking, people do it every day and it goes okay. But there are some tips and tricks that you can use just to protect yourself a bit more. So obviously we always recommend things like trying to verify who the seller is, you know, check what their history and reviews are, check their contact details. Don't hand up all the money up front. Don't just rely on email. And, you know, if possible, obviously, you know, go pick up the product and pay cash, or use a method like a PayPal or a credit card where you can potentially dispute the transaction if there's a problem or if it's just a scam or something like that.
We're chatting with Nicole Rich, Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria, about what our most common asked consumer rights questions are. Nicole, one of the things that I always do when I take something back, and you know, it particularly applies to one of those big hardware stores out there, they say, well, you know, I say, I might have got the wrong thing or it's faulty. They say, oh, do you want to go and choose the other one and then come back? And I say, no, I want the refund process. And purely because I don't want to, if there's a big queue, to have to stand up there when I can go and pay for it really quickly in one of the self-service checkout. So I always say I'd rather the refund. And this, I've never had an issue with it at one of these big stores. But I suppose, what if a store says no refund?
Yeah, so look, this is where you kind of get into all the details of the Australian Consumer Law. So the Australian Consumer Law, essentially, makes a difference between a major fault or problem with a product and a minor fault or problem with a product. So if there's a major problem with the product and you're returning it, you have the right to get a refund or a replacement or a repair if you want to ask them, but essentially you have the right to ask for a refund and it's your choice. If it's a minor problem, then the retailer does have the ability to try and repair it first or to offer you a replacement. You are entitled to a remedy, but it might be a refund or a repair or a replacement rather than a refund. You've got to give them that opportunity. So then I know that you're going to say, what's a major or a minor problem, right? So again, it's not like there's not like a list of specific things, but a major problem is essentially a problem that would mean that a reasonable consumer would just not have bought the product if they'd known about it.
Right.
So if it's a small thing that's easily repaired, I think you can say it's minor and you probably need to give them the chance to give you a replacement. But if it's like major, it just absolutely doesn't work, it's totally busted, you should be able to give it back and seek a refund.
Nicole, let's talk about online products, because as you mentioned before, a lot of us are buying our things online at the moment. What happens if we do buy from an online retailer and they failed to supply the product, and you're waiting for weeks and weeks, it's still not coming, what can we do then?
Yeah, we got a lot of those complaints, especially like sort of post-COVID when there was all these sort of delays in supply chains. So this was a pretty common query. So the Australian Consumer Law does have something to say about this as well. It says that products and that you buy need to be provided within a reasonable amount of time. So it's not reasonable to just wait and wait and wait, particularly if they gave you an expected delivery date and it's just missed and it goes on. Again, there's no sort of hard and fast rule about when it ticks over from reasonable to unreasonable, but really you shouldn't be waiting really long time, particularly after a delivery date that's been given to you when you bought the product. So you do have the right to cancel the transaction if you've been waiting and you still haven't received the product. Sometimes it can be a bit tricky and it can, you know, it's coming, it really is just out of their hands and you have to make a decision about whether you want to wait longer or seek a refund, but you don't have to where it's just been an unreasonable amount of time.
Are the rights, I suppose, as a consumer, are they the same for an online outlet if it's an Australian business as it is for, say, a retail outlet? Does it matter?
Look, it doesn't matter under the law. So the law protects you whether you're buying online or going into a store and buying from a store, and it also actually protects you whether you're buying from an Australian business or an overseas-based business.
Overseas is included.
It is. So how you might enforce it might be a bit tricky, Warren, but, you know, under the law, you have these protections if you are buying as a consumer in Australia. So if an overseas business is choosing to, you know, do business in Australia, they have to meet our laws and obligations. So you have the same rights. Of course, I understand that it can be a bit trickier. Like if you're buying from an overseas-based business and they don't have an Australian office and they're hard to follow up and they're not responding to your emails and so on, I understand that it can be harder to follow it up. So technically you do have the same rights, but it can be a bit tricky if the business is not not being responsible and not meeting their obligations. That's when people can have trouble. Right. Apart from doing things that people are pretty savvy about doing these days, like leaving reviews, explaining their experience and kind of following it up in a range of ways. Some of the things you can use if you're in that situation, like obviously if you bought from one of those platforms like an eBay or an Amazon, they often have dispute processes and you can go to them and seek to have that. You can obviously make a complaint to us, Consumer Affairs Victoria, or to your to the ACCC. And there's actually even an international site that you can go to report problems and scams if you've had a really bad experience with an overseas business. You can report that, and all of the international consumer regulators use that to just make sure we crack down on overseas-based scams.
Fantastic. Nicole, always good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us today on Drive.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you. That's for more information regarding your consumer rights on this topic or any other, check out the Consumer Affairs Victoria website. It's consumer.vic.gov.au, and that's Nicole Rich, the Director of Consumer Affairs Victoria.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.